You're listening to Split Ends with Andrew and Olga. With Andrew Barton,
yep, that one off of 10 Years Younger off the telly,
and Olga Thompson, aka Big Fat Greek Mother. Yeah, the really funny one.
Okay, why are we so sure that Helen gives good hair then?
Because I've been doing it longer than you.
And in the salon chair today, Helen Michaels.
Right, Olga. After you telling me so much about your mum, we're finally in your mum's salon. How amazing is this?
The matriarch of hairdressing.
How amazing is this?
I know, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous space.
Forget my fancy pants London salon. No. I want to work here.
No. You know, if you come here, you get good hair. Mama, this is Andrew. Andrew is a very famous celebrity hairstylist.
Ta-da!
She's always talked about you.
Yeah. Ta-da!
He's like the male version of me.
Ta-da!
Not a crazy person.
A crazy person.
Your hair story.
So, what are you going to do with Mum's hair today?
Well, Mum, what would you like me to do with your hair today?
It's up to you.
It's up to me. Okay.
I always remember Mum as a kid. She always had rollers in her hair. Like she'd pick us up from school in rollers. She'd be rushing. She always did everything, cook the dinner, then back. Then always had rollers in her
rollers
hair.
Rollers in, okay.
So maybe we'd give her some rollers.
Maybe all driving right. The car with the rollers, not walking the street.
But are you going to test me then and judge me on my roller setting skills?
No, we are.
All right, okay. Bring it on. Game on.
Right, what size okay. Am I passing?
So we're starting at the front. So we'll have a medium size in the front, please. Olga.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Your assistant.
So okay. Tell me, how did you start hairdressing, Helen?
I started hairdressing because I was one of the 9 children.
9?
Yeah, my father. And we need to learn a job. So my father knew somebody, his cousin's wife, and he took me there. And I was only 13.
Right. Oh,
and I stayed with my auntie because that was in the town.
Yeah.
And I was so young and I was crying. I miss my mother. But and I have to learn. But you don't, those days it was very hard because you're watching more and doing things.
Yeah.
And slowly, slowly, they put you to do a little bit. It was to doing the rollers, to doing the colors.
Yeah.
And cutting. And then I was doing a lot of practice myself.
Right.
I want to learn. And I learned very quick and because I was practicing all the time.
Yeah.
And then by 17, I had my little business in the village.
You had your own little business?
Yes,
did
70
you?
Years old.
And what kind of stuff were you doing in
I
that
used to
salon?
Do everything. Those days, you do everything.
Wow.
Cutting. And blow drying and rollers and do the hair. Those days it was a difficult hair. Do the hair wrap or ringless.
Yeah.
Different hairstyles.
Different hairstyle, yeah.
Was that like 70s?
The 70s, yeah.
But do you know what? Whether it's the hairdressing salon of the 70s or the hairdressing salon today, the hairdressing salon is a big part of the community, isn't it? What was it like in your village being
my
the hairdresser?
My village, it was, you have to do the best. Because it's a recommendation.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised in the village, people talk.
Was this in Bafo?
In Yeroskibu, in my village.
Yeroskibu, in Bafo.
And eventually, 1 month to another, and you get more customers and more customers.
But it is like that in today, isn't it?
Word of mouth. It's the best form of advertising.
Yeah.
But you must have, like, learn everything about the people in that village
oh
as well.
My
I bet
God.
You knew so many
the
stories.
People had the hair, and you know, people I used to do the hair, and those days I used to do people's hair, work in the club. But you know, those days people work in the club night time.
Yeah.
And they used to tell me who goes in the club at night.
You got all the gossip first,
all
didn't
the
you?
Gossip, and I didn't say anything. But people, they was very nice to me and always treated me very well. And I remember I make a little money and I used to help my family, give my brother some money, take me to the cinema, take me out. And it was, and my aunt is always have money with this, with a job.
Yeah. I know.
This job,
yeah.
You don't get rich, but you don't get hungry.
Yeah, forever. Somebody always wants the hairdresser.
I was just going to say, you always need a hairdresser.
Yes.
Always.
Wow.
Do you like hairdressing?
I've never been a hairdresser because I want to be a hairdresser. I've been a hairdresser because I want to do something on my life and make money.
Yeah.
And I want to do my best. Because that's the way my father brought me up, to do your best.
Yeah.
And to be successful. And I work so hard.
You do. You do.
Helen, do you mind me asking, how old are you? What's your age? Do you mind me asking?
Now?
Yeah.
I know I'm not hiding because I got daughter there, isn't it?
Oh, I'm
just get older aging as well.
No. I'm 72 or
72.
Yeah.
And you're still...
But I feel 20. Yeah. I don't feel... I'm still acting, I think it's the hairdressing keep me going.
Yeah.
Therapy.
I love
it's
my
a sociable job.
Job,
isn't it?
Oh, my customers.
You can't.
I got hard customers. This customer,
Orange.
50 years.
50 years.
50 years.
And seen them every
and
week.
And I got some customers 50 years.
Wow. Which ones?
Maria Sfinikou's daughter.
Oh my gosh.
And somebody else. Yeah, 50 years.
Wow. Your hairdresser is like your best friend, yeah. Your guru,
confidant.
Your guide, yeah. Your spiritual. Your hairdresser is everything.
You get to know their lives, your life. They see my children growing up.
Yeah.
They became our aunties and...
Crying, yeah. Send her to university. I miss them. And
wow.
Orange, yeah?
Yeah.
Well done.
I've always been fascinated by hair.
Yeah.
Because I think also because mum knows I was bullied at school.
Yeah.
And for me, my mum doing my hair made me feel... Because I didn't... Mum, I'm going to be honest. I didn't feel pretty when I was a kid. I felt really fat.
Yeah.
You know I was chubby.
Yeah,
and
you come in a beautiful young lady. Beautiful.
Eventually, some kind of metamorphosis happened eventually. But I just felt like my mum doing my hair made me feel pretty.
I always want the best for my two lovely girls. My God, it was everything for me.
What's the biggest gossip that you've ever had in the salon?
Biggest gossip?
Yeah.
You probably can't say. Mind you, the ones that... Probably they're not here with us anymore.
The biggest gossip is my husband come to work with me once.
Right.
And he's get to know people's gossip. He knew this woman, she had an affair, I was telling him. And then he said, I'm going to read your cup, my husband said to her. You want to read Andrula? You want to read her cup, my husband?
Oh.
And he said, I can see one man, he loves you very much. I can see somebody, you meet somebody.
That's so funny.
I know, your father, he was more gossip than me.
So, Olga, having grown up in your mum's salon and watching your mum at work with a lot of characters. Have any of your characters been influenced by the hairdressing salon?
Oh, yeah. So there's my character, Andrula, who's like, not very clever, but she's sort of based on somebody that used to work for my mum a really long time ago who wasn't very clever. Do you remember? But also, I've got another character, Auntie Fanulla. Who is based on, you know, the old ladies used to come with their trolleys?
Yeah.
And they used to come here. And they always had some kind of situation going on underneath. Underneath, the problem for me. scratchy, bring some bread for me. Do you know what I mean? They were just...
No,
very...
I don't know what you're thinking.
Okay. And my sister and I, we used to have to pluck their moustaches to get a pound.
She used to give you a pound, yeah.
Yeah, and we had one customer call, I know.
Did you tell them about the paro? The lady bring the paro.
Oh, we had another customer. Oh my goodness. She was another Margaret, but she was Chinese Margaret because she came with her parrot.
She came to the salon
came
with
to the
a
salon
parrot.
With her parrot.
Let me say.
Who always...
used to bring a big gate, Kate.
Yeah.
Cage.
Yeah, and he had the parrot on his side and he used to put, it had a big tail. He used to put on the top of the tail and he goes... And I used to put her lumen and bread. Yeah, he was it. And he said to me, he likes you. And the customer was coming one day and said to me, what are you doing here? So next time I'm going to bring the donkey. Mina said, next week I'm going to bring the donkey here.
So many mad characters in that shop.
The treatment.
So would you, like, when you finish school, go straight to the salon and meet your mum and then have your tea, your dinner in the salon?
Well, no, because mum had the salon and then she had the house. But on a weekend, I would be the one that helped mum. And sometimes we talk my brother, but usually it was my poor sister that had to raise my brother. She was better with him because I always gave him the, can I say the word shits?
Right.
I wasn't very good with babies at the time, but she was better at raising him. And I was better at going to the salon and, hello, Margaret. Oh, Margaret, you look fantastic. Look how nice you've drawn in your eyebrows. Cue, let's mention the customer who drew her eyebrows in with Byron.
She did not.
She who shall not be named.
She took that pen and she went,
yeah.
Really?
Hairdressing. But you've had your experience of the old style hairdressing salons, haven't you?
Well, yeah.
Where you grew up.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up in a very traditional salon, so I had to learn how to finger wave and pin curl and all those things that your mum learnt as well.
Do we need to give mum the net?
Yeah, but yeah, don't forget, I'll grow up in Cyprus and then I have to come to England.
Yeah.
That's another big step
different
for me.
Different style and a different step.
Those days it was one style, I think. Those days it was the hair up, the ringless, put the pins, a lot of pins, all different sections, and you have the rollers. It was, the brother came along slowly. Mm. And then I was excellent. Oh my God, I was the number one. Because in Cyprus I used to do the bride's hair.
Yeah.
I used to do the makeup and everything. I was.
And here, you used to do weddings on Sunday.
Yeah, I used to come and weddings. I was, and I love it. And I was getting very happy when I was doing.
Yeah.
Because
you are a performer. Yeah.
A hairdressing is performing.
You've got loads of colourful customers that come to you and you make them feel amazing.
I have, but your mum must agree with me as well.
Yeah.
The creative bit, the brewing bit is one thing.
Yes.
But the other bit is we are responsible for helping somebody feel more well-being, better
well-being.
And I'm
very proud to say, honestly, nobody can come back and complain. I've been a hairdresser for 50 years and I have no complaints. I always try to please, but I get to know their lives, I get to know their ways, and I have to know how to talk to them.
Yes.
And in the meantime, I can do 10 customers at the same time.
Yeah.
But keep them all happy. Mm. Somebody give a piece of bread. Somebody give it said to the girl, make a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Give Anna biscuits.
No biscuits, Greek bread, halloumi, all this. It was, I had a table with everything there.
Yeah.
But people, they was comfortable. It was a big shop, my shop. It was people that was very comfortable, very
happy. It was like a living room.
Yeah. They knew each other. Yeah. And more or less, they knew each other. It was regular. I deal with the regular customers.
But that's the thing as well, isn't it? Yeah. When somebody goes back to their hairdresser, there's a familiarity.
You've
been going to a familiar place with that same person. And that it's very loving. It's very caring. It's really caring.
And I keep regular customers. People now waiting for this. But I had my regular customers.
Mm.
I kept my regular customers all the time.
Because they love you. And they
love me, yeah.
But that's the thing. As a hairdresser, you're not just a hairdresser. You're looking after people. Yeah. It's like a caring
profession. It's like one family. It's like one big family.
Yeah.
The shop. It's like that.
It's also an escape for people as well. Yeah. It's an escape from their normal, busy working life and their kids.
I know. This lady, because her husband died. She doesn't have to come every week. She said, oh, my God, I look forward to see you coming here to do my hair every week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After 40 years, I still want the hair to do it. So look forward to come to me.
Yeah.
Aftercare.
I come from big family and poor family. No poor, but my father gave us everything. He gave us good roots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I give good roots to my children.
True.
And I talk to people. And anybody got problems or anything, I got solution.
Mm-hmm.
I find a way out.
Yeah.
It's always way out in life.
Yeah.
There's always a way out in life. Yeah. And that's what we're making this show about as well, is just that there's something so beautiful about hair and what you do with hair and how you feel while you're having your hair done. It's transformative, not just in the way you look, but in the way you feel.
But even though you're doing the person's hair, you can tell if that person is all right or not right.
I love that.
Yeah, I compare it to like a therapist.
Yes, you can feel.
But when you go to see a therapist, you know you're paying them for them to listen to you.
Yeah.
When you go to a hairdresser,
no.
You're paying them to groom you, but you get some therapy at the same time.
Yeah, because you're so close to someone.
My therapy.
Yes, it's our therapy as well, isn't it? Yeah, it really
I have thought, though, you have had two customers that have been, like, the worst ever. Me and my sister.
Oh, God, yeah.
Doing my mum doing my hair. Actually, my sister's worse.
Maria, you remember she was 13? She wanted a perm. I want a perm now.
No, the worst is doing your own daughter's hair. That is the worst.
It is.
Horrific. Oh, I want it like that. No, I want it more like I remember I remember being in Cyprus age 12 and I desperately wanted a mullet, like short hair.
Yeah.
And then the back long, and I was like, please, mum, I'll do my hair and mullet. Yeah, yeah. And I remember you did my cousin Christina's hair and mullet, and it was like, oh, right. And it was like, she's got a mullet. And I really wanted a mullet. And it was like, and once I had it done and it was short around the ears, I was like, yes.
I know, but you remember one time, and when I worked in West End that time, everybody wanted Lady Diana cut.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
Everybody want a Lady Diana cut. How did you want it like Lady Diana?
Yeah.
Lady
Diana. Oh, I love Lady Diana.
Yeah. It was the haircut of the time, the wasn't it? Well, I think it's time to put your knee underneath the hot dryer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put it on.
No.
Helen Michaels, you have been so gorgeous. Thank you for sharing your split ends with us.
Thank you to meet you. Thank you, Damael. And I hope all the best. And thank you, you have my daughter.
That's great.
I've got your daughter.
Anyone that will have me, like anyone, just take her away.
I'm not just anyone.
Anyone.
Well, I said to my son-in-law, he said to me, do you want her back? I said, no, thank you.
Oh my God, this is so cool. Oh, God.
You've been listening to Split Ends, edited by Barry Hoffman, exec produced by Sarah Burbage, starring Andrew Barton and Olga Thompson, aka Big Fat Greek Mother. And for more great hair days, make sure you subscribe to Split Ends with Andrew and Olga.